Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host. Welcome to the second hour of RBN Authentic News this first day of February 2024, where we take your calls. All the lines are open. You want to join? Right now is a perfect day to join. And bear in mind that little ditty, Michelle Obama is a Man, is going to become the most widely played song in America if she enters a political fray. I believe her candidacy has been compromised, apparently not fatally, by Barack Obama involvement in the death of his chef, where because Obama had these bandages on his fingers and a black eye, I believe that he killed his chef after they had a gay sex and had some kind of falling out, very much as Paul Pelosi got injured by his friend David when they were having gay sex and had a falling out. It appears to be endemic with the Democrats. This is not going to go away. And if Michelle runs, it's going to become a very big deal. Not just her transgender character. I mean, think about it. You got a man with breast implants? I think this has got a lot to do with all the stupid gender confusion being promoted in America. The Obamas, who are sexually abnormal, even some might suggest freakish, want to feel normal. They want to make their own weirdness commonplace in America, and it's being done at the expense of a lot of young men and women in America. It is grotesque. That's the kind of leadership they provide. And then in addition, the fact that Tafari Campbell wound up dead in 3 feet of water, where they initially claimed he didn't know how to swim, but he turns out to be an accomplished swimmer. The whole thing stinks to high heaven, and I'm very proud of Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch for keeping the case alive. Paul in New Jersey, the floor is yours. Go for it, Paul. Glad to have you here.
Hey, Jim, you know, remember back in October of 2008, Obama said that America would be fundamentally transformed. Get it? Transformed.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a hint of the transgender agenda sneaking it out a little at a time, getting us ready, and to reveal the method that Satanists and Masons are obliged to do. That's why we have to always watch these people, because they always have to reveal what they're going to do. They tell us in advance. And I think
Paul,
that could have been
so good.
Yeah, but listen, I wanted to
good observation, Paul. I really like that. Spot on. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk about the Israelis now, because listen, Jim, I'm a bit of a, you know, far right winger type of guy. You've heard me. RBN knows me. And listen, I got to admit this, observing the Israelis, I mean, how low do you have to go to stoop to the level where Israeli citizens by the hundreds are trying to block humanitarian aid to Gaza? Have you ever seen anything like that ever? I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen them try, you know, like even the Nazis, as far as I know, never tried to block the food or anything even getting to the camps. That's what the American bombers did.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But I wanted to put out also like another thing that came out this week, too, of just the appalling behavior of the Israelis is, again, notice they did this raid at a hospital the other day. Right. And notice what they did again, too. They dressed as men, right? They dressed as handicapped people, right? And the other disguise was, and they didn't say it on ABC News when I was watching it last night, they put on those Muslim hats that the males wear, you know? And so, again, they dress up. the false flag. And again, it's another instance. They do this all the time because, let's be honest, they don't really want to fight directly. They don't want to fight directly. They want us to do the fighting for them.
And they want, and they want to attack populations that cannot defend themselves. And by not wearing the uniform of the Israeli Defense Forces, they actually have turned themselves into terrorists under international law, as I understand it. They are committing acts of terror openly. It's recorded. I was showing part of the video where you saw them in the, you know, in the hospital gowns and all that. Unbelievable. Paul, you're making very nice points. Continue.
Yeah, now here's another point. Now listen, one of the things that's always been, or at least set a precedent for me, of normal like behavior of Europeans and NATO was the 1999 bombing of Serbia. Now, if you remember, that was to supposedly interdict and stop a genocide, and basically transpiring after Yugoslavia fell apart into the different ethnic nations. And so at Madeleine Albright, right, the Jewess, she was one of the leaders involved in this, right? She saw it fitting to bomb the Serbians to submission because they had killed, and they counted up all the civilian dead after the Yugoslav war, or the Serbian-Kosovo war, and it comes to 10,317 dead civilians, according to Wikipedia. Now, if that's the case, Jim, Israel so far has killed about 25,000 civilians in Gaza. So if that being the case, Jim, why is NATO not bombing Israel to stop the genocide?
Yes. Yes.
Right? And it's notice how eager Madeleine Albright was to bomb Gentiles and to bomb churches in Kosovo and in Serbia that went back to the 12th century, right, and destroyed them.
Yeah.
But here we don't see Anthony Blinken demanding NATO to bomb Israel. Nobody is out there saying Israel should be bombed. Now, get this, Jim. I worked this out. Since Israel has killed, let's say, about 28,000 so far Palestinian civilians so far, I would argue, right? That means they've killed 20 times as many Palestinians in this act of vengeance for the October 7th attack that supposedly killed 1,400 people. So already they've killed 20 times as many. So now if NATO wanted to take the Jewish example of what vengeance should be and establish that as the moral perfection, then therefore NATO should bomb about 528,000 Israelis and kill them in a 20-to-1 murder ratio to stop a genocide if we were following the Israeli model. And so I'm just aghast that, A, NATO is sitting there when a genocide's going on after the precedent they set back in 1999, And basically, the whole world is watching a genocide, right? Nobody's doing anything about it. We've been told our whole lives that genocide is the worst thing that could be done. Look at all the Holocaust museums they put all around the world, Jim, in every city and every hamlet, to remind us that genocide is the worst thing that can ever transpire. And yet, here it is. There's the genocide going on. It's still going on. Israeli civilians are volunteering to stop humanitarian aid. The people are starving in the cold. It's rainy over there. And it's just going on, and nothing is being done. This is one of the most moral lapses of Western civilization I've ever seen in my life, Jim.
Oh, Paul, I agree with you 100%. What a nice, meticulous analysis you provided here. Your argument is impeccable. It's grotesque. And of course, even if you just looked at it as retaliation for 7 October, even if you took it at face value, it's not proportional. they're killing massively more than they allegedly suffered. So, I mean, that point is impeccable, too, in terms of international law. And it is so blatant. And what can we anticipate is going to happen now? It's going to go to the Security Council of the UN for enforcement. The United States are going to veto it. Then it'll go to the General Assembly, where it'll pass overwhelmingly. I foresee Israel being expelled from the United Nations. If Trump gets in, he's talked about getting us out of the UN, and I think the UN out of the U.S. I think it's just turned into a failure of idealism. When I grew up, the United Nations was supposed to be the greatest hope for world peace, but it has deteriorated and degenerated, though I must say other threats like the World Economic Forum and the WEF and the WHO are major, major threats. But we even have massive reports of the UN aiding and abetting the invasion of migrants at our southern border. Paul, this is just outrageous. That's not the role of the United Nations. Give us a break.
Yeah, I really think the BRICS nations should consider creating an alternative or parallel UN organization, hosting it somewhere in a BRICS nation, and just as an ulterior or alternate potential meeting place for peaceful nations with separate declarations. Clearly, the UN has outserved its purpose and has lost any kind of moral high ground. It's a despicable organization. On that note, Jim, thank you.
Paul, I think that's a wonderful suggestion. Yeah, no, I greatly value your call. Simply excellent, Paul. Thank you so very, very much. Yes, an alternative to the UN founded by the BRICS nation would be excellent. Joe in Tennessee. Joe, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. I was reading my articles this morning, and there was a picture of Joe Biden in the Situation Room. And two interesting things about it. One is that instead of having people's name places in front of them, they had them all pointed in the direction of the president so he would know the names of the individual cabinet members. This kind of shows what kind of level of degeneracy and stupidity the man is at. I mean, there's only like 12 yes. people at the table, his own cabinet secretaries, and he doesn't even know what their names are.
Right.
That's the guy that's going to lead us into World War III. The other thing which was alarming and interesting was that Lloyd Benson wasn't at the table. And here's the secretary.
Lloyd Austin. You said Benson, of course, the former senator from Texas. Lloyd Austin, yeah. He wasn't there because he doesn't exist. I like what you're saying, Joe. Continue.
No, I meant the defense secretary.
Right, Lloyd Austin. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not there. And here's the, a Situation Room meeting. You know, you have Sullivan there, National Security, and all the people, Kamala Harris is there, Blinken's there. No Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, and here it is, it's a meeting about war. Yet nobody comments on it. Now, they showed, in this article, they showed Bush and Biden, I mean, not Biden, but Obama, all these other pictures of presidents at Situation Rooms going back to Reagan. And the defense secretary was pretty much always right next to the president. And
yeah.
This really, it just goes to show that the guy probably is dead. I mean, and, called my congressman, I've called my senators on this ever since, he didn't show up. He went AWOL, and it became an issue. And, of course, they just blow you off. But I just... with what kind of shenanigans are going on in the Department of Defense without the head of the, although he was pretty incompetent anyway, the people that we're talking about, they take advantage of a situation like this. I mean, you could imagine the undersecretaries of defense, the Zionists, but they're just running rabid. They're stealing everything but the furniture probably. And then they're just gonna blame it on the fact that there was no Secretary of Defense when it all hits the fan, if it ever does. It's really it's unbelievable that this can happen in this country, that that nobody even seems. I mean, there's a picture. He's not there. and nobody comments on it. The so-called media, the so-called two-party system, the so-called opposition party of Republicans, every institution in the country is just full. You know, it's all part of the whole game. You know, whether it's the, you know, whatever, the Freemasons or the Satanic Conspiracy or the Zionists, or you could say the Jesuits, whatever. It is just so in your face that it's nothing's on the level. Everything in this country has become a freaking lie. Everything.
Yes.
It's all...
Joe, you're right. You're 100% right. I know it's just one lie compounded by another lie, and they cover up the last lie with an even bigger lie, and it's going to get us all killed. I don't think there's much room for doubt about the prospect here. Very, very bad. And yet the Democratic Party, so eager to maintain its control, and you got this ferociously anti-American former President Obama, who's been really instrumental in destroying America. Joe, it's just disgusting. All the Democrat operators know that Joe Biden is dead, that this is a fake, that this is a puppet, that Lloyd Austin was blown to little pieces in Kiev. They all know it. They all know it. And they're just pretending. We're living in an imaginary universe. They are promoting delusions. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I was a big 9/11 truther. You know, I was on the street corners. I made all kinds of DVDs and gave them out. And at the time, you know, people would just, like, laugh at you and mock you. And I used to think to myself, well, you know, it's just going to get worse. I mean, you know, if you look the other way on this, it's just going to get worse. And it just seems to get worse and worse. We had the COVID. The people took the bioweapon. Now, I mean, now we're headed for World War III. And I really do, you know, Sandy Hook, all the kind of stuff that they get away with. We're living in a big, giant charade. Everything is a freaking lie. It's very troubling. I mean, it's just, it's hard to live in this country and just be, everything is such a lie. And you try to talk to people, and most of them, everything they talk to you about is a lie. It's like,
Listen, my wife's addicted to MSNBC. He's sad to say. And last night they were talking about Trump and these trials, and everything they said, and they had multiple so-called experts, everything they said was false, provably false. Claims that have been refuted on this show and elsewhere and by the Trump attorneys and all that. Everything they were saying, Joe, on MSNBC was false. One lie after another.
Well, it's driven me back to church, I'll be honest with you, just because it is really showing that the system is satanic. It's all lies. All lies, and they're easily provable lies, and it's lie built on lie, and it's getting ready to collapse. And I just worry about people like, you know, like us and our group. And getting, just try to be careful, because the government tries to set everybody up, like what they did to the January 6th protesters. I look at what's happening in Texas, and I look at that as a potential January 6th setup. I just want, you know, good-hearted act. I mean, I was doing the 9/11 activism, but it wasn't as dangerous as it is now. It's a lot more dangerous to be an activist right now. It's very dangerous in this country now to be any kind of truth talker or activist. If you want to go and you know, protest the war, you know, and what they're doing in Palestine, and this time when World War III starts with Iran, you're really going to have to be careful what you do, because the Zionists that run this country are going to have, the iron fist is going to come out of that glove. It's bad enough what they did to the January 6th protesters. If it's a war for Israel, boy, it's going to be 10 times as worse. So I'm just telling people to be careful, be smart. Right. I've always said the smartest person I've seen as far as a protest leader was a guy named Bill White. Bill White.
Joe, thanks. Hang around and you can add a few more comments after the break. We'll be right back with Joe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
I gotta say, Joe from Tennessee, you and Paul in New Jersey are just making so many excellent points today. Very, very good. Give us your final thoughts, Joe.
Well, I just hope that nobody gets in trouble. But if you're gonna like protest, take a page from Bill White. Now, Bill White was a American socialist, Nazi style right winger, and he showed up in Toledo with about 8 guys dressed up in uniforms. And he let, and the blacks rioted, and they caused like $50 million worth of damage. So it's kind of like what they, what the FBI did on January 6th. There weren't that many of them. They provoked the Trump crowd into a riot, and then the Trump crowd did their work for them. So I would just like to tell people to try to use privileged classes in you, to get your, to achieve your goal, because the government's going to come down really hard on anybody that's not a member of a privileged class. But in other words, if you can use the left-wing Palestinian protesters, they you can probably use them to like call attention more to what's going on with the Jews, and you're going to be able to do it as right-wingers. So you just got to be smart and understand where you are in the power structure of this country and how much the government will come down on you and just try to, like, stay out of trouble in that way.
Excellent. Excellent call, Joe. I can't thank you enough. CT in Arkansas. CT in Arkansas. Join the conversation. Yeah, thanks, Joe. CT.
I've got two things to say. I called in initially about the hospital raid, but you were saying that the Obamas are pushing a transgender agenda. This goes way beyond them. If you'll look this up, look up eight genders in the Talmud. There's genderism, homosexuality, pedophilia, bestiality. It all comes from the Talmud. They have a chief god called Shekinah in Judaism. There's a transgender god of Judaism, which is known in the Christian world as Baphomet. This is where it's coming from. We're living under Talmudic laws. That's where the transgender crap comes from. So it's
and Baphomet is both
that.
And Baphomet is both the sexual organs of a male and the breasts of a female, just like Michelle Obama.
Right. Also known as Shekinah in Judaism. All right, that's where that comes from. But let me give you a little bit of experience of my combat experience dealing with a hospital. In June of 2004, I was part of a specialized unit that went after high-value targets. We had a guy cornered that had shot down a Black Hawk, killed all the crew members that crashed into the Tigris River. A few days prior to that, he got into it with the Navy SEALs. They almost had him. He got wounded. He got away. Well, we cornered him in the Karada district of Baghdad, close to the Baghdad University. We found he was at the hospital being treated. We were lined up, and we were going to go in. We had a stand down because it was against Geneva Convention to go into a hospital in a combat scenario and situation to try to apprehend and or kill anybody. We couldn't do it because it was a violation of the Geneva Convention. It's kind of like if you've ever watched the Highlander, when they go into a church, they're off limits. So when they went into a mosque or if they went into a hospital, they were off limits according to the Geneva Convention. It would have been a war crime to go in and deal with the guy.
Yes. These are lawless. They should be put down like a rabid dog. These Israelis are monsters. They deserve no respect. They deserve the most severe punishment possible. And let us, by God, hope that it comes to pass. You're making a great point again, CD. Add further thoughts.
Everything they do is violation of the Geneva Convention, you know, like jamming the communications of the USS Liberty, attacking them unprovoked and unarmed, surveillance vessel. Now, there was even an IDF, Israeli Defense Force, sniper team that was caught in the Anbar province in 2005 that were killing Marines. And the Marines caught them, turned them over to the spooks, as we know, and we never heard anything else about it.
Yeah. They deserve to be shot on the spot, I hate to say it. But God, CT, give us your final thoughts. Just excellent.
Well, that is my final thoughts, Jim. I just wanted to put that out there. These things are deeper than what you see on the surface, that's for sure, brother.
Yeah. I think that the Obamas like promoting this transgender to, when they're exposed, and an awful lot of people know about it. I mean, Joan Rivers was saying, we all know. Well, that's with a circle that's paying attention, but most Americans aren't paying attention. I think they're doing it for political cover. CT, just great call. I mean, I'm just ecstatic with the calls today. Thanks, CT. James in Charlotte. James, join the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. Let me clarify something with you first. Has it been established, or have you gotten any...
James, hang on. We'll pick it up right after this break with James. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
James from Charlotte. Go ahead, James, with your question, please.
Yes, Mr. Fetzer. What I was going to ask you about on this latest breaking information regarding the January 6th pipe bombs, has it been established that they were actually set by FBI operatives, or... I'm getting conflicting information when I'm looking at things online. What is the latest that you've been able to verify?
Well, the story has it that he was a former government official. Let me see. I'm looking at it. It's on the Gateway Pundit, which is quite good. I'm pulling it up. We got, of course, the photographs. They all along, they knew who it was, who had planted, because they had the license plate. They could have reported, but obviously it was a deliberate to conceal it, because after all, the FBI was very much involved in orchestrating the events of January 6th. But see, We do have the report that the pipe bombs that were set actually could not have blown up. It was a propaganda op to attack Trump supporters that was planned and sanctioned by the deep state. Got Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Bill Posey sending a letter to the FBI demanding an update in May of 2023 as part of the oversight. Let's see what else we have here. They requested a field office to canvass all confidential human sources about the culprit. Motivation, they claim, of his motive and ideology remain unknown, but it's said here to be a former government official or you know, officer. I mean, working for the government, former. I mean, this is like Edward Lansdale, who was an Air Force general responsible for assassination. He resigned his commission in the Air Force to supervise the assassination of JFK so that if he were outed, it wouldn't be tarnishing the Air Force. But this is a similar kind of thing here, James. They're just trying to cover their ass, you know, by making it out that he's not really. But the FBI was so deeply involved. James, I think we don't have the exact answer to your question, but I think it will be forthcoming. There's too much here for it to remain hidden.
Yeah, well, what I was leading up to in asking that, if it does in fact come out, what I'm wondering is, are the Republicans in the House going to pursue this, or are they going to just let it die like all of the other leads? I mean, they haven't subpoenaed. They could have blown this whole January 6th operation wide open, but they seems to me they wasted a whole year. They haven't subpoenaed any relevant witnesses, any of the operatives that they know of, any of the police officers that opened, unlocked and opened the doors and tour-guided protesters through the Capitol. They know who they are. They haven't called any of them to testify. They've just let every lead they've gotten, they've just let it die.
Well, I think you're making a really important point here, assuming that to be the case. I'm assuming, you know, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and the like aren't going to let this go without exposure, but it sure would be good if we were seeing more about it on the front page. James, I can only keep my fingers crossed. I have a lot of confidence in these people, but you're making a disturbing observation that shouldn't we have heard more by now? Shouldn't it be more front page? But remember, all the media is controlled by the Israelis. There's just, you don't have a direct conduit for news other than through the alternative media and, you know, some other sources. Barnes Review looks to me, American Free Press look to me like very good, reliable sources. James, I'm just going to have to say I'll look for more stories about it and see what else I can do to bring us all up to date. More? A final thought?
Well, second that thought. I mean, I'm hoping that they're going to pursue this. I mean, if they brought the relevant people in, subpoenaed them in to testify, at least some of the would have to be at least some news coverage of that. I mean, I'm sure that the media would try to downplay it as much as possible, but I mean, it would at least be out there for people to see.
Yes, yes, yes. James, I'll follow up. I'll do what I can to find the latest news about January 6th. A final thought.
Okay. No, that I appreciate that. I'm just hoping that the Republicans will start doing their job and investigate this thing.
Yes, yes, yes. I know they've initiated, but I haven't heard a lot of follow-through, so I like that, James. Thank you very much for the call. Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation once again.
Hey, great callers earlier in the show. And like Joe mentioned, this kind of satanic vibe, and Paul mentioned these these guys going in the hospital and dressing up. And it just, you know, when you see how the media treats that, like it's a big joke or like it's an Act A-Team episode, no one's calling them out on this stuff. It's, but my question to you is, do you believe in karma? And I was bringing that up because of Hijacker's call. And I've been at this buyout, but I think what's going to happen or more likely to happen, and I think America deserves it, is that, okay, he said Jews are not going to go anywhere. Well, if Israel ends up like South Africa, we'll start leaving. And where are they going to go? And I think they're all just going to come to America, man. And I think, when I look at American history of helping the Bolshevik Revolution that led to, you know, millions of Russians being murdered, and then that led to World War II, and then we sided with the Bolsheviks and lied about Germany and slaughtered the Germans. I mean, America deserves to get the Jews, you know, and I think no country in the world has helped these people like America, and I think that what do you think about that? Do you feel like America's developed so much bad karma that we deserve just to be flooded with Jews, and then we're going to have to figure it out from there?
What can I say? I like the idea of karma. What I believe in is unintended consequences and, you know, blowback and things like that. I would not welcome a lot of Israelis back to America. We've been the dupes. We've been the patsies. We've been taken advantage of for far too long. That's why we need a Trump in there to do a ruthless deportation program on a scale never before seen. We got to do something about this. Or we're not just going to be dead in the water. We're going to be dead. Dan, give us a final thought.
I think in 200 years, Mexico will control the Southwest USA. And then either Jews will have a homeland in America, like a state, or they will convert white America to the new Khazar.
That's my theory. That's pretty depressing. That's pretty depressing, Dan, but I'm glad you tossed that into the pot. Thanks for the call. Peter in Los Angeles joined the conversation. Peter.
That was great. I love the bad karma of getting more Jews. And that's right. He's probably right. That's what would happen if it collapses. And boy, would that ever be bad karma. Listen, good calls from Joe and from that CD. First time I've heard him call.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that Joe mentioned that he sees 9-1-1 as a root of this. I see 9-1-1 as part of the long arm of this, but I think all this Jewish domination, aside from the banks and Hollywood, it really started. I mean, they really got blatant during the Kennedy assassination, and where you know a president was taken out. You know, I agree they weren't the only players, but they were major players. And nothing happened to them. The person that they installed, you know, then they felt with complete impunity to attack the Liberty and slaughter American sailors in the high seas who weren't shooting back at them and strafe their lifeboats and all the other things that they did. And nothing happened to them then either. And from that point, they realized they could do anything they wanted. I want to make a point, though, Jim. I don't know if you've thought about it. You probably have. But every president we've had since the Kennedy assassination, almost with the exception of maybe Jimmy Carter and Obama, and has been at least up at, has some connection. I mean, Lyndon Johnson clearly was part of it. Richard Nixon showed up at the Clint Murchison, you know, meeting before with, you know, as Madeleine Brown talks about everybody else. And then there was Gerald Ford, who chaired the Warren Commission. Then we get a pass with Jimmy, who was growing peanuts in Georgia. But then back to Ronald Reagan, who brings in George Bush the First, who was also linked to the assassination, then George Bush the First himself as president. And so, you know, we get all the way up to his son, George Bush.
We have a succession of presidents who would never have occupied the office but for the death of JFK. Lyndon, in the first place, who is a mastermind behind the assassination. Then Richard Nixon, who, as you observe, had been at the ratification meeting to go forward at the home of Clint Murchison Sr. the night before. Gerald Ford, of course, had been on the Warren Commission, spot on again. Jimmy Carter, skip him. Ronald Reagan also was in there, but George H.W. Bush was on the ground. He was actually in the Dow Tech supervising Castro Cuban shooter in the Dow Techs, and then was arrested coming out of the Dow Techs. And then Junior, Clinton, you know, I don't see how he quite fit in, though he did betray America closely with, you know, NAFTA and all that. And Obama is a pure creature of the CIA. I don't have any doubt about that either. W would never have been taken seriously but for his father having occupied. I mean, he's a nitwit. He's a moron.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
But there's clear links, clear thread. And then, of course, Joe was very right about 9-1-1. They're clearly a major player behind that. And then, by the way, Rahm Emanuel, who during the Gulf War, when I was over there and almost lost my house because I couldn't, you know, I barely make the payments on the Army pay when I was called up for that. But Rahm Emanuel put on an Israeli uniform when the American Army was fighting in Saudi Arabia and Iraq. He put on an Israeli uniform, and a lot of people thought he was the highest, you know, ranking active Israeli intelligence operative in the United States. But by the way, even before that, Rahm Emanuel, there were reports back in 2000, 2007, and 2008 of Rahm Emanuel and Obama going to gay bathhouses together. Rahm Emanuel, by the way, was a ballet dancer at Sarah Lawrence College.
He had a torrid affair with Rahm Emanuel, and then he brought him on to the White House as a chief of staff. No, that was well known. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Peter. You're spot on.
Yeah, and Rahm Emanuel, who was a ballet dancer in college at Sarah Lawrence, which was like almost an all-girl college. But he's horrible. His brother is a big wig in Hollywood, connected with Weinstein, by the way. But it goes on and on. And the other guy who talked about the FBI and the press covering it, well, nobody covered the assassination and all that of the kid. I'm missing his name now, who was the real contributor to Julian Assange. What was his name? Jewish kid who worked for the Democratic Party and was the real leaker. Was assassinated.
Seth Rich.
Seth Rich, the guy was a patriot. Let's face it.
Yeah,
and,
he was.
And he got murdered. Not a thing about that.
That was Podesta.
I mean, the FBI's part of Russiagate, and they're part of everything. They're part of jamming up the dossiers. The FBI will never, ever investigate that.
Yeah. Peter, you're spot on. Spot on. I got two other callers. I love what you have to say. Give us a final thought. Yeah.
Give us a final thought.
Peter.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Julie in Miami. Join the conversation.
Hi, how are you?
Go for it.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, well, the reason I'm calling is because... I want to express my opinion on what's going on in this country, and it's very important for Cuban Americans to express opinion because our country is being invaded by people who hate us.
Yes.
Illegals. I came from Cuba in 1999 legally, and I brought my family legally. And there is nothing wrong with supporting Trump you know, policies to come here legally. It's very important. That's the first thing. But I'm very scared because what happened on January 6th with the Biden administration, the Biden regime, throw in jail people for protesting, for questioning the election result. And I want to point out that Bill Ayers, in 1969, he was a he was the co-founder of a terrorist organization. If you remember the weather on the ground, right? And he placed a bomb in 1970 in the headquarters of the New York City, then in the Pentagon and the Capitol building. He never spent a single day in jail. How come we have patriots in jail, sentenced to 23 years for protesting, for a riot? It's mind-boggling. I am super concerned because this country is not the country that I found when I came in 1999. And we have to wake up. America has to wake up. We are losing freedom.
Oh, Julie, you got it exactly right. You got it exactly right. I'm really glad you called, Julie, because you're very sincere and you're putting your finger right on crucial issues. Give me a final thought, Julie.
Absolutely. We have to demand. That's what I'm doing. Every single day I'm calling members in Congress to demand to close, to seal the border and to reinforce the law. We don't actually, we don't need a border bill because we have law. We have to reinforce the law. And what the Democrats are communists. They are communists. They are not Democrats. They are communists. And we have to, what's going on in this country, the persecution of Christian people is very scary. We cannot voice our opinion because I'm considered a domestic terrorist. I have been called a Nazi, a fascist, a nationalist. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with being a nationalist. Mandela and Gandhi were nationalists. It's the law for your nation. And America needs to learn through history. There has been brainwashed by the university and college. All right, that's my final thought. And thank you for allowing me to express my opinion.
You are wonderful. Great call, Julie. You're welcome here anytime. I want you to call again. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I'll be calling tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. I love your program, your show.
Thank you, Julie. I'm very touched. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
Hello, sir. I just want to expand on what Paul from New Jersey said. You see, sir, the war in Kosovo, that was instigated by the Albanians there and NATO, and therefore NATO helped the Albanians separate Kosovo from Serbia. But what's happening in Gaza, that's Palestinian territory that the Israelis occupy, and they're helping the Israelis bomb the Palestinians. And see, sir, the whole Kosovo crisis was instigated by NATO. So NATO would be in the same region as Russia, just like what they did with Ukraine. So that's why I just want to explain on a double standard that he talked about. And see, so October 7th was an inside job, like you said. But see, with the Kosovo crisis, NATO instigated that. It wasn't Serbia. But the thing is, they instigated that so they can bomb Serbia, so they can expand their presence in that region.
Yes. That would surprise me at all, Alexander. That's excellent. I have one more caller I want to squeeze in. Can you give me a final thought?
No, sir, I'm done. Thank you.
We're good. Thanks for the call. Renee, go ahead. Use it. Go for it, girl. Renee, North Carolina. Yeah, go ahead.
I actually have some good news. I know it's hard to believe in this world right now. There's just nothing good. But Kim Iverson, who is a really trusted source, her latest deal came out like 18 hours ago. There's in California, their attorneys suing the EPA for the fluoride in our water. Can you believe this? We knew about this problem years ago, and it just kind of died and went down the rabbit hole. But there is Kim Iverson is reporting. She had this attorney on, Michael Connett, and it's going on like right now, this trial and stuff, where these attorneys are suing the EPA to try to get the fluoride out of our drinking water. That's like the best news I've heard. In fact, I haven't heard any recently. You know, it's like I so identified with poor Joe. You know, it's like everything is a lie. I even have a song I sing in my house about that, about everything being a lie. Because, you know, like him, I was active with the whole 911 truth thing. And we've been, you know, so many of us have been suffering so long with this, and everything always seems to get worse. And so, you know, when I saw this issue with Kim Iverson, like I say, it's on YouTube, reporting that these guys are suing the EPA to get the fluoride out of our water. The title is, "The Government is Medicating Our Drinking Water." And then there's something else in the title, like, "Are Vaccines Next?" or something like that. But that should bring that article up, because it's a lawsuit going on right now in California, and I think we should be following that, you know, to see what happens.
I agree, Renee. Fluoride is a neurotoxin; it kills brain cells, and unlike skin cells, brain cells don't regenerate. So the effect of neurotoxin has been to dumb down America. Maybe that was the idea. It was a toxic waste product that they turned to their own benefit by dumping in our water supplies, and they made a virtue out of vice, Renee. Yeah, give us a final thought, Renee, on it. I'm glad you talked. Called about it.
If they wanted to help us, we're short of, you know, something like 90% of Americans have low magnesium. If they wanted to help us, they'd put magnesium in the damn drinking water. But no, they don't do that, okay?
Yeah.
They don't put something that might actually help us. No, they put fluoride. And like you said, it's a neurotoxin and a waste product. And this is the first news I've seen about fluoride. Let's face it, we used to talk about this a lot years ago. This is the first thing I've seen about this. And like I said, everything is so negative. When I saw this positive thing come up that I think we should follow, I wanted to call in and report it.
I'm glad you did, Renee. Everyone out there, spend as much time as you can with family, friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Thanks for being here.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.